Coming up in just a few seconds, Laura Kennard from dmbizmixer.com and Drake University, talking about the networking and education opportunities for business, no matter the size, that's happening here in the Des Moines Metro this week. Learn more at dmbizmixer.com. Laura Kennard is coming up next. Inside on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of Arion HR. Imagine how much your business could grow if you didn't have to worry about the human resources aspect of doing business. For small companies, for nonprofit organizations, Arion HR handles those issues for you so you can work on your business and on your mission. Learn more at AURION.com.
Inside on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tarot International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. And the Iowa Business Journals. News and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
Mondays mean Laura. Actually, Laura means Monday. It's kind of a habit with us. Laura Kennard from DM Biz Mixer, ladies and gentlemen. Stuff to do in the Metro for business networking and education. Laura, yay. Another winter storm watch is, you know, it's the winter death storm is coming on Tuesday night.
I know. Well, it did end up being a lot of snow.
Yeah, about 6-7 inches, I guess. Yeah. So some more is on the way.
More on top.
And they're talking about this weekend some more. So, yeah.
So, you know, I teach entrepreneurship classes out of Drake. And two of my students have come up with, this is their problem identification, snow removal in the state of Iowa and the city of Des Moines.
Yeah, if it doesn't,
and Drake.
If it doesn't necessarily hit you right upside the head, right? You got to remove that snow. Yeah, I have a friend who's the manager of a very, very large grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
And he said to me not too very long ago, he says, you know, the number one thing that I hate paying for is snow removal. Because when I see it melt, I realize it's just water.
Yes.
Yeah, so, you know,
right.
One of those disposables that we have to do.
Just wait and it'll melt.
Yeah.
But you got to move it.
Yeah, you do have to move it. Yeah.
So I want to mention this right at the top of the hour.
Yeah.
Just in case you can squeeze in there tonight before ticket sales close, because I'm not really sure when the ticket sales are going to close.
But
we've been talking about AMA Iowa Experience.
Yeah, you know, this is such a great program, and it's once again, and we'll have links up on the radio blog so you can find out more about this. But I bet you that they will extend their time to register for this. Because, you know, this is Monday, and the event is Friday, and so maybe if they extend it a day or two.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, we will have links up on the radio blog. So tell everybody what the AMA Iowa Experience is.
So it's an all-day event that's going to be on, as you mentioned, on this Friday. So you can get out. And you can, was going to even see if I could tell you a little bit. It's at the Hilton Garden Inn.
In West Des Moines.
205 South 64th Street. And I'm just going to take it right from their description.
Yeah, it is a wonderful opportunity. If you own a business and you can get away, you don't have to be a member of AMA Iowa to go. It's a little higher price if you're not.
It's about $10 more if you want to.
But wow, you would be you'll be surrounded with people who are in the marketing and advertising world, and what a great opportunity for you to learn best practices and meet some people who are, well, they make their career. We make our career in attempting to get consumers interested in our clients' products and services. That's what we do for a living, and so it's good stuff.
So this is the sixth year in a row that they've done this event. And it's day-long. It's full of motivational general sessions, concurrent breakouts. They've got some keynote speakers. They have some deep-dive tracks that go into business-to-business marketing and also business-to-consumer marketing. So if it depends on what you do. They've got breakouts for that. And they've got some wonderful speakers. I know that on the panel, Chris Snyder from Drake will be speaking. So they've got some panel discussions, some breakout sessions, keynotes, and they're going to have solid marketing strategy, business plans, some marketing toolkits, just get started and head out to this event. So we're going to go ahead and go out on a limb, and you can tell them that we said that you could call or email if you didn't get a ticket.
Right. Yeah, it's our fault. Show up with a check on the day of the event. And you and I were talking about this. There are many times, and we've been to, I think, all of these.
Yeah.
And there are many times when we go and
there's lots of badges left on the table.
So there's room.
Yeah. So if your heart is broken, this is called Connect the Pieces, Solve the Puzzles, Build Your Community is the AMAI experience. Just show up on February 22nd at the Hilton Garden Inn in the morning. Starts at 8:30 for networking, goes to 5:30. And I'm going to say that if they have room, they're going to let you in.
I would imagine so. But
don't be mad at us. No.
And if you do go and they're ugly to you, you can stick around because we're going to be there and you can take it out on us.
We will be there. Plus, like I said, if you didn't sneak in under the radar today, just give them an email.
Right.
You know,
AMAI Iowa Experience.
Okay. So anyway, that was our plug for that, so that you could have a chance to get your tickets today. And now we can get into a little bit of just some of the other stuff we have going on leading up to Friday. And I just mentioned every Monday at the Iowa Center is Mondays for money.
So
every Monday. So obviously it's over
today, but next
week,
Monday. All right.
And they've got, if you look on Iowa Center for Economic Success Facebook, they have all these events and you can actually pre-register to go.
Right.
And basically the big thing that people run into is they don't know how to finance their business venture. So this is all about funding sources. It's all about trying to figure out, do you need a loan? Do you need a grant? What do you need? So that's every Monday. Tuesday of this week, we don't have a lot of stuff going on Tuesday. So we will talk about, there's some very specific things going on, but they're a little bit not so much in the business arena. But on Wednesday, of course, we have 1 Million Cups downtown at the Science Center. And there is also Work-Life Balance Workshop, which is going to be at the Power Life Downtown Studio. And I'm interested in this because I didn't know where the Power Life Downtown Studio was. It's on Ingersoll, 1717 Ingersoll Avenue. And this,
I know where that is.
Do you know where that is?
Of course, yes,
I
yes,
don't know
yes.
It. I didn't know it, so that's
Power
why I was
Life.
Really
isn't that the yoga studio?
I think it's a yoga studio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because I go by there all the time.
Yeah. Right. So what they're doing there is they are doing a free work-life balance workshop, and some people think that that's a myth. You know that you can't really have a work-life balance.
It's impossible.
So let's be honest, balancing graduate school, professional jobs, and family are all while finding time to unwind is challenging.
Yeah.
So they're going to have a world-renowned person who is doing a workshop on work-life balance. So
I should go.
Centered around reducing stress.
Yeah, my work day starts about 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning, and usually winds up. Last night I was able to get to sleep and get to bed by, you know, it was 8:30, I think it was.
Great. This is early, Wednesday from 4 to 5 p.m.
Oh, in the evening. Well, yeah, but guess what I'm doing between 4 and 5?
You're editing.
No, I'm. We're doing the news.
Doing the news. Yeah, you are. Okay, so.
So much for work-life balance
Sorry. And so then on Thursday, I've mentioned Agile Iowa a couple of times, and they have a lean coffee. Well, they're now doing 2 lean coffees a month.
Lean coffee. That's for smart people.
It's for lean methodologies and learning how to use efficient lean methodologies in your business or in your new company. Put on by Agile Iowa, which is just doesn't cost anything if you're interested in agile development and that and lean methodologies. So what they're doing is they're having this at the Machine Shed from 7 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. So
great breakfast at the Machine Shed.
Yes. So that'll be on this Thursday, February 21st.
And there ain't nothing lean about their breakfast.
Lean coffee, but not lean food there. And then what they do is, last week they had it at downtown. So they're doing like 1 week downtown, 1 week.
In the burbs.
Yes. Yeah. So you can catch one. And actually, it's easier for me to get to the other one. And you don't have to pay for parking at the Machine Shed. So I might try to hit that one. Anyway, that is just, it's something that if you haven't heard of it yet, a lot of businesses are looking into that. So it's just something, and you can learn a little bit about it. So that's on Thursday. And we are also having, gosh, there's a whole bunch of stuff on Thursday, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to not be able to talk about all of them, so I will put some links to some of these. But 6:30 to 8:30 on Thursday. So that was
the morning.
Morning was the lean
okay.
coffee.
So this is in the
evening.
In the evening,
6:30 to 8:30 p.m. is one of my other favorite things to go to, which is Green Drinks.
Green Drinks.
Green Drinks. It's at Peace Tree. So we talked about where Peace Tree is, across from Curate.
Yes, been there.
East Village. And this time, so what they do is they bring in a couple of speakers that talk about sustainability, like renewable energy, some things like that. And they bring in a couple of speakers, and then it's also just a networking, people that are interested in these topics. So
yeah, we just had, just before you came on mm-hmm. today, Rick Smith was here. And Rick is with Citizens Climate Lobby.
Oh.
And they are all about environmental issues as it pertains to the climate.
Oh.
And fascinating, fascinating stuff. And how climate change is starting to impact businesses.
Absolutely.
Huge.
Yeah. So here's what happens. The doors open at 6:30. The first 15 arrivals get free drink tickets and $1 off draws. And this is sponsored by Silent Rivers Design and Build, so they're the ones sponsoring the drinks. And it is minors under 21 welcome, because they do sell food there, so you can even bring your child along, and they have root beer for sale, they say. And then they always have two sort of inspirational sustainability projects that they feature. So they start the presentations at 7. The first presentation is Planting Trees with Leslie from Trees Forever. And then the second one is Employee Garden with Brett Williams from Telegen. He's going to share about community employee garden, where they can donate vegetables to local causes, et cetera. So those are both pretty cool. And then it's always something different every month. So they always have a couple of speakers. The Urban Ambassadors group is always there. So if you just wanted to get involved in some urban projects, then you can.
Yeah, those guys at Silent Rivers are just superior people.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I know. I love their, And they're involved in a lot of really cool community things, too. So, that's
Thursday.
On Thursday. And then, as we mentioned, Friday, we have the AMA Iowa Experience all day long. And also, this is sort of interesting, American Advertising Awards are that night. So AMA Iowa Experience, and then until 5:30, and then at 6 o'clock is the American Advertising Awards.
There you go. So you can just soak up all of the advertising and marketing that you want.
All in one day. Yeah. Just start at 8:30 in the morning, and it goes until 9 o'clock at night.
Oh, yeah, I'm in.
So that's kind of what we've got going on this week. Yes.
Good stuff this week, always, from Laura Kennard, and she is with dmbizmixer.com. We will have, of course, links to that. We'll have links to the AMA Iowa Experience. Pay no attention to the fact that they say that they have closed registration. Because
and then blame it on us.
And blame it on us. Yeah, why not?
We're trying to just do them good.
Go. So if we don't see you before, we will see you Friday at the AMA Iowa Experience.
And I was going to say to you, podcasts,
yes.
podcasts, there's some really interesting news. We keep talking about these podcasts that we're on, and Spotify bought Anchor, which is a podcast platform, and they also bought Gimlet, and they are basically almost like a radio production.
Correct.
They have their shows, but they're all
They're a production
podcasts.
Studio
they're
for
a production
podcasts.
Studio. So rather than you going and
millions
doing your own
of dollars thing, they paid.
And what this really means for you as business owners is that podcasts has some really big teeth and people are really paying attention to this.
Yeah, and as long as you brought that up, I want to put on your forward calendar, ladies and gentlemen, if you are thinking about doing a podcast, if that is anywhere on your radar, on the 16th of March at the Sherwood Forest Event Center in Windsor Heights, Podcast Iowa will have a meetup there.
I heard about that.
Yeah.
Very cool.
It is very cool. And guess who's speaking at that event?
you.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah. We're going to talk about
the king of the podcast. The king
of the podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. So it'll be
we'll
fun.
Talk about that more, but yeah. Just put it on your radar.
There you go.
All right.
Laura Kennard, ladies and gentlemen, Drake University, as well as DMBizMixer.com. Thanks, Laura, for doing
it. Thank you.
All right. For all of us associated with the Business News Hour, been a busy, busy news day. Thanks so very much for tuning in. For all of us associated with this project, our project coordinator is Chap Ramsey. Sales and marketing falls to Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions, exclusively for the Business News Hour. For all those folks and for Laura, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good day.